emergency for you. Alright. I got a United aircraft coming in, lost number 2 engines. Having a hard time controlling the aircraft right now. He's at a 29,000 right now and descending to Sioux City right now. He's near VOR, but he wants the equipment standing by right now.
Radar contact.
Okay, so you know we have almost no controllability. Very little elevator and almost no aileron. We're controlling the turns by power. I don't think we can turn right, but I think we can only make left turn. We're always starting a little bit of a left turn right now. I mean, we can only turn right, we can't turn left.
United 232 Heavy, understand, sir. You can only make right turns?
That's affirmative.
United 232 Heavy, say souls on board and fuel remain.
We have 37.6 fuel number count, so.
United 232 Heavy, Sioux City.
We have no hydraulic fluid, which means we have no elevator control, almost none, and very little aileron control. I have serious doubts about making the airport. Have you got someplace near there that we might be able to ditch? Unless we get control of this airplane, we're going to put it down wherever it happens to be.
United 232 Heavy, roger. Standby 1. United 232 Heavy, say again.
Where's the airport to us now as we come spinning down here?
United 232 Heavy, Sioux City Airport's about 12 o'clock and 36 miles.
Okay, we're trying to go straight. We're not having much luck.
United 232 Heavy, understand you're going to try to make it into Sioux City? There's no airports out that way that can accommodate you, sir.
Okay, we'll head to Sioux City. We've got a little bit of control back there. Only the runway.
United 232 Heavy, the airport, the runway is 9,000 feet long, 150 foot wide.
Okay, thank you.
And United 232 Heavy, did you get the souls on board count?
Goodbye.
Hey, right now, we don't even have time to let go to call the gal.
Roger.
292.
Roger, thank you. United 232 Heavy, do you think you'll be able to hold about a 240 heading?
I got one time turn to it right now.
Roger. When you get turned to that 240 heading, sir, the airport will be about 12 o'clock and 38 miles.
Okay, we're trying to control it just by power alone now. We have no hydraulics at all, so we're doing our best here.
Roger, and we've notified the equipment out in that area too, sir. The equipment's here on the airport. We're standing by and they're sending some out to that area.
Yeah, 232, we're going to have to continue one more right turn. We've got the elevators pretty much under control within 300 or 400 feet. But we still can't do much of the steering.
United 232 Heavy, roger. Understand you do have the elevators possibly under control. We've got the whole altitude.
Negative. We don't have it. We are better, that's all.
Roger. United 232 Heavy, there is a small airport at 12 o'clock and 7 miles. The runway is 4,000 feet long there.
Hey, I'm controlling it myself right now. It's just Captain gets back on. He'll give me a hand here. He's talking on PA.
Roger.
Okay, United 232, we're starting a left turn back to the airport. Since we have no hydraulics, braking is going to really be a problem. I would suggest the equipment be towards the far end of the runway. And I think under the circumstances, regardless of the condition of the airplane when we stop, we're going to evacuate. So you might notify the ground crew equipment that we're going to do that.
United 232 Heavy, Wilco, sir. And if you can continue that left turn to about a 220 heading, sir, that'll take you right to the airport.
20, right. 20 now.
United 232 Heavy, you're going to have to widen out just slightly to your left, sir, to make the turn to final, and also that'll take you away from the city.
Whatever you do, keep us away from the city.
United 232 Heavy, been advised there is a four-lane highway up in that area, sir, if you can pick that up.
Okay, we'll see what we can do here. We've already put the gear down, and we're going to have to be putting on something solid if we can.
United 232 Heavy, roger. Can you pick up a road or something up there?
We're trying. It's still anywhere from 2,000 feet up to 1,500 down now in waves.
Roger, Mark. United 232 Heavy, can you hold that heading, sir?
Yeah, we're on it now for a little while.
United 232 Heavy, roger. That heading will put you currently 15 miles northeast of the airport. If you can hold that, it'll put you on about 3 mile final.
Okay, we're giving a heck.
United 232 Heavy, roger. The airport's currently at your 1 o'clock position, 10 miles. And United 232 Heavy, if you can't make the airport, sir, there is an interstate that runs north to south to the east side of the airport. It's a four-lane interstate.
We're just passing it right now. We're going to grab you.
United 232 Heavy, roger. and advise when you get the airport in sight.
Got a runway in sight. We'll be with you very shortly. Thanks a lot for your help.
United 232 Heavy, the wind's currently 360 at 11. 360 at 11, you're cleared to land on any runway.
You want to be particular and make it a runway, huh? Say the wind one more time.
Wind 010 at 11.
Okay, we're all three talking at once. Say it again one more time.
010 at 11, and there is a runway that's closed, sir, that could probably work too. The south, it runs northeast to southwest.
Pretty well lined up on this one, or I think we will be.
Alright.
Yep.
United 232 Heavy, roger, sir. Yeah, that's a closed runway. That'll work, sir. We're getting the equipment off the runway and they'll line up for that one.
How long is it?
6,600 feet. 6,600, and the equipment's coming off. At the end of the runway, it's just a wide open field, so, sir, so the length won't be a problem.
Okay. Okay, isolate this.